Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Get an all-access experience with player interviews,
exclusive practice information,
and post-game analysts with the sauce you can't find anywhere else.
This is South Philly Sauce,
hosted by Flyers game day host Ashlyn Sullivan and Philly sports radio legend Al Morganti.
Welcome back, South Philly Sauce, an Odyssey original brought to you by 94WIP and Jack Daniels. Ashlyn Sullivan, Al Morganti here with you for the final week of the hockey regular season. It has flown at times, and it has not flown at times. There have been times it has been a very long season, but what a situation the Flyers are in, and we'll break it all down. It can be very confusing how this all shakes out, but John Tortorella was asked this at Monday practice, and I thought I'd put everything into perspective. If you would have told them going into this final week that they had a chance to still make it and possibly have a play-in game on Tuesday, we all would have taken that situation 100%.
Absolutely. Look at it this way. I just outside today, 80 degrees, you know, mowing the lawn. When's the last time I did that with the Flyers season? Usually it's over. It's over and it's still cold out, by the time their playoff hopes are gone. So this is it's a great thing to have a last gasp here, whatever happens. We've seen it before in Flyers seasons. NHL seasons tend to go down to the wire, but this team's been missing this for a long time. So this is just great to go in with a chance tonight, no matter what, Tuesday night, no matter what happens on Monday, the Flyers will have some sort of hope on their last home, getting their last game of the regular season.
Yes, that is true. I was just going through all the situations. I had to go through it four times because it is so confusing, but I feel like I finally got it right, where regardless of what happens on Monday night, and there are three crucial games that heavily impact the Flyers, even if all three of those teams that we don't want to win, the Flyers still have the slightest chances on Tuesday. But there is no secret. You are all of a sudden rooting for Montreal, Nashville, and Boston on Monday night. Three crucial games.
Yeah, you're rooting for them, and you're rooting for them to win in regulation time. That would be huge. I mean, I think, Ashton, what's really confusing for people, and I don't blame them. In fact, people in the business, because in almost any instance, when you look at tiebreakers, you look at it, W wins. But that's not the case in the NHL. It's regulation wins, and it's listed in the standings way after the wins. So it's very, very confusing to a lot of people. And what will be even the nightmare scenario for people to try to figure things out is going to be, like, let's say Tuesday night, the Flyers are tied 1-1 late in the game. They may pull the goalie. because the regulation win might be what they need instead of the win. So it's a wild, it could be an absolutely wild scenario to go in and play this game. And not that you have to worry about, they don't have to worry about it before, but we certainly have to be ready for anything that happens. And anything weird that could happen this year seems to have happened. So I'm preparing for it.
So true. I mean, that's why people say, oh, they're so out, you know, they have no shot. I'm like, with this team this year, I won't believe it until I see it. But nonetheless, it's going to be an awesome week of hockey. It is must-watch TV on Monday night. Montreal at Detroit, Nashville at Pittsburgh, Boston at Washington. I was just listening to some Capitals locker room interviews, and it was incredibly similar to what we were hearing in the Flyers locker room today, how they are treating this like a game seven against the Bruins. Do or die, because as big as Tuesday is for the Flyers, Monday is massive for the Capitals.
It is, and it's massive. And also for the Flyers, you, maybe you have a team in here that doesn't think they have a sniff. And, you know, that would help too. Although Ovechkin will be trying to get numbers in any case. But, I mean, it when you really look at it, maybe Washington is an even bigger surprise for what they went through early in the year to be here at this point. And that's what this league has become. Everybody's got that chance to come in and save the very, very bottom feeders. It's like, just hang in. And that's what both of these teams have done. Ovechkin got really hot late and it helped. And we'll see what happens. And, you know, last year, people forget, looked at the Penguins, that, you know, they lost to Chicago late in the season. Mm-hmm. So there's no such thing as looking ahead and chalking it up. You know, it very rarely goes chalk in the NHL.
It does, especially, and I think that's the perfect case where you look at something like Montreal at Detroit. Detroit, people say, oh, they got so lucky. Look at the end of their season. They have two games against Montreal back-to-back. Where, yes, that is easier when you look at all the schedules, but Flyers lost to Montreal twice in their 8-game winless streak. So I don't think you can say that either.
No, because you got guys coming into a lineup. Some of these teams, like Montreal, is going to use a defenseman, Hudson, literally last week was in college playing. And, you know, the excitement level comes up. Sometimes it might just be a 2-week, you know, dream sequence where they come in and have a huge impact on a game. Mm-hmm. But that's what you're up against. Plus, you have no video on the guy in the NHL. So it's a wild night. And I'm sure all eyes, including the Flyers' eyes, will be on three different screens tonight.
So it's funny. I asked all the guys about that because I was going to do a ringside hit about that on Tuesday. Because to me, how do you not watch? How do you not pay attention? And the story I'll tell on the broadcast is tonight, Monday night, is Scott Laughton's wife's birthday. So she has already said she wants to go to a particular restaurant and she wants no phones at the dinner table because she will not be sharing her birthday with all this playoff nonsense. And I love that. So Scott Laughton's like, I have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, she's going to be sharing the birthday with the phone. that's just the way it is. Whether you want to admit it or not, it's you can't. I mean, it's just too crazy. I mean, I can't even imagine. You can start out that way, and maybe you had to go. I had to go check something here. Go to the men's room.
Yeah, right.
Somehow you gotta know what's going on.
Yes, and he did say that she presented maybe having a movie night. So we'll see what goes on in the Laughton household. But it's funny when you hear about all the guys. Cam Atkins, for example, is like, oh yeah, I'm glued in. I'm watching all three games. Some of them are very honest about it. And some aren't, but I know we all will be watching. So, Alex, let's attempt to go through the situation because I think the biggest question from fans is, okay, how can this work for the Flyers? What do I need to know for this week that the Flyers will make it?
Well, you need to know no matter what happens, tomorrow night's game can mean something. Mm-hmm. They can, you know, here's the irony of this. Tomorrow, they've got to beat Washington. But even if they do, Pittsburgh still has a game the day after, and that might still factor into it. So when you say it ain't over till it's over, it ain't over till after it's over. So it's not necessarily over when it's over. That's how weird this could be. You could be sitting and waiting for Crosby and company to play the following night. So that's how wild this is going to be. And I would just root against, you know, the teams to root for tonight, root against. And then obviously the Flyers, Flyers went tomorrow. And then you just pray from there that, you know, Pittsburgh doesn't pick up enough to close anything out.
Yeah. What's easiest to look at this situation is Flyers can handle the Capitals. By beating the Capitals, they're out. They can knock them out. Yeah. Pittsburgh is the most confusing one. Let's say if Pittsburgh beats the Nashville Predators Monday night. From what I have researched and what I have read a million times, which I believe is correct, all they need to do is get an overtime point against the Islanders, and that would knock out the Flyers. So they would only need one point in their last game to knock the Flyers out.
Yeah, that overtime point. So that's why it's important. But don't forget they could get a point tonight.
They get that one point tonight. Now that changes the situation.
That changes the situation.
That's why we're really rooting for regulation losses on Monday to make it much easier to understand.
Make it a little bit cleaner and then go into the game and everybody will be, everybody will be, I, no matter how much you go through this before, the question marks will, if they win, will be, now what? And and the all-time nightmare is, we're in if Crosby loses. That's the all-time nightmare.
Especially for Flyers. And to me, what I find most concerning is Detroit. If Detroit gets 3 out of 4 points against Montreal, they would knock the Flyers out. And when you look at just those two teams, that seems realistic for Detroit.
Yeah, that would be the one. I mean, you know, if you go to any of the gambling sites or whatever, I would think Detroit is a pretty good favorite in this thing. And that to me, that's more of a reality than the whole Pittsburgh situation. Mm-hmm. I would be the fear number one, you know, the nightmare is the Crosby thing. But in reality, fear number one is the Red Wings getting the 3 points against Montreal, which they really should. It'd be a huge disappointment for that franchise if they didn't make that step into the playoffs.
Right. So that is what you fear. And that seems to be the most realistic path, but crazier things have happened. And Al, we were both in that locker room. We heard from John Tortorella, and I love how he really didn't want to talk about all of this. And I don't blame him, because for him, it was really, you know what? We have our one game left. We have to handle business, or all the stuff we just talked about for 10 minutes does not even matter.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Yeah, I really can. I mean, it's kind of, you know, why are you worrying about it if you have to win? It's as simple as that. Other things can happen. Then you react to it as it happens. It's fun for us to go through all these permutations on what could happen. But if you're a Flyer, it's like, well, none of it matters. We don't win. None of it at all. In fact, it could be even worse if everything breaks the way you want tonight and then you don't win.
Oh my gosh.
You feel like, oh my God, how we let this get through. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think Torts has been through it enough. You have to be sensitive that you get guys going through it the first time, even if it's not your first rodeo. Mm-hmm. It is the first rodeo for some guys with the Flyers in terms
of a lot of them. Yeah.
Yeah. So you've got to live with, you know, with that and try to get them, try to make them excited, but then going into tomorrow night, not being over the top on this thing so that they don't hit the net with shots like against New Jersey. If they play like they did against New Jersey on Saturday, they're going to get hammered. They're just going to get hammered. They won the game Saturday, shorthanded goal and a shutout. That's what it took, because they had long stretches where they just, missed shots, missed opportunities, couldn't set up inside the zone. It was they were really, really lucky to drag a point out of that game Saturday.
They really were. Yeah. And I credit Saturday, what you can at least hang your hat on and say that they have somewhat figured this out, is getting back to their defensive structure, because that's what kept them in that game Saturday. And if they have a chance tomorrow against the Capitals, that's going to be the first thing they have to worry about.
Yeah, that thing and the fact that Ersson in goal was very, that's confidence builder. A shutout. That's a real confidence builder. And the penalty kill came back to life. But the real worry was, my God, they should have had 4 or 5 goals. Missed shots. I think Brink was like took a shot from like 3 feet away that I thought was going to go out the building. So it was like, you really have to bear down on that, on these chances in this game on Tuesday.
You do. It's going to be key. And when it all boils down, and I think that's the message John Tortorella was trying to get across, is this is just a game. They have seen the Capitals before. They know how to play against them. And talking to Kim Atkinson today, he had mentioned that defensive structure, kind of settling down early, understanding especially the young guys are going to be juiced up, not allowing that to hurt you early on.
No, not allowing that. And if it does a couple of breaks, then, well, the goalie's got to make the big save. But no, just going in and that, if you could ever get a comfort zone thing, if Washington would please lose the first game, but first half of this, and then come in and maybe be a little dejected here, maybe that would help. I don't even know. Maybe that would hurt. I don't even know how they would come into this game. But I do know, no matter what happens, it's really kind of distressing to know that a lot of your future is not in your hands, mm-hmm. but in the hands of two guys, Ovechkin and Crosby. That's a bit of a worry.
It's a massive worry. And that's why you can't help but pull your hair out thinking how different this would have been 2 weeks ago. And Torts said it today. He said, we put ourselves in this position. We didn't have to be in this position. That 8-game winless streak, that's the reason we're having this episode and talking all about this. It would have been so, so different.
No, but I guess that you can look at the real bright side. They did the Sixers a huge favor by giving Joel Embiid another day of rest.
They really did.
So that's a good thing, that this game here. And I think a lot of people over the last 2 weeks, for as much as it's been kind of a letdown, I think a lot of people were looking at this game over the last 2 weeks, if you're a season ticket holder or just a ticket holder, and saying, that game again, why? Maybe I got to be in that building. So. There it is. You've got the game that you absolutely have to be in the building.
And more so even because we were saying that a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, when the Flyers were playing great before the 8-game winless streak, that we felt like the Capitals game at the end of the year was going to boil down to playoffs or not. So we didn't expect an 8-game winless streak to come. But, hey, we were right about something.
Yeah. You go right to the wire. And it's a bonus, especially after that 8-game streak. And it's a reminder of what it's supposed to be like in Philadelphia in late spring with hockey.
And George is very...
He's ready for the Capitals.
He's ready for playoff hockey, can't you tell? And that'll do it. South Philly Sauce and Odyssey Original, brought to you by 94WIP. And Jack Daniels, I'll go quiet, George, to continue the excitement. But we're all excited. Playoff hockey in the air. We'll see you next week.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.